The city lights are twinkling over San Diego Bay as a group of kids from the desert settles in for a night of camping at Silver Strand State Beach.
Four volunteers!
Angelica Anaya works for the Boys and Girls Club of Imperial Valley, which helped organize the trip.
I did talk to some of the kids before we came, and a lot of them were saying they come like once a year to the beach.
It's a two-hour drive from their hometown of Brawley to the coast. Now, that's just far enough that their families often won't go unless they can stay overnight. But in the summer, that can be expensive. Ernestina Lau, one of the parents on the camping trip, is feeling the squeeze.
So we have to think gas, and if we want to stay, where are we going to stay? A motel room. If it's just one night, I would probably not come out here if I didn't have at least $250.
We're reaching a really crucial tipping point where the coast is becoming inaccessible to the majority of Californians.
That's John Christensen. He's a co-author of a recent UCLA study on coastal access. His research found that 3 out of 4 Californians think the lack of affordable places to stay near the beach is a big problem. Christensen says that's because the cost of living on the coast has spiked in recent years, which means hotels have been closing or raising their prices. Also, there are just more people living in inland areas than there used to be. And that's why some politicians are saying it's time to act. In January, Assemblymember Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher of San Diego proposed AB 250, a bill intended to provide more affordable overnight options along the coast. I caught up with her at a campsite in Carlsbad to learn the details.
So AB 250 just simply ensures that California plans for, acquires land, and starts to produce more affordable, visitor-serving coastal accommodations, things like campgrounds and hostels and cabins, things that middle-class Californians can afford.
The bill would require the state to do assessments every 5 years of all land near the coast that is not privately owned, and identify new locations for campsites, cabins, hostels, and motels. It would also authorize the state to develop those lands in cooperation with local organizations. Some of the money would come from revenue the state already collects on coastal development projects, known as in-lieu fees. And there's another $100 million in a draft bond measure that may be put to voters next year. But not all cities are on board. In Huntington Beach, Mayor Pro Tem Mike Posey says the bill is too vague, and he's skeptical it would actually lead to new places to stay.
If we require low-income units, they're not going to be built. If there is no return on an investment for a developer to build it, or they have to pay in-lieu fees that are so high that it doesn't pencil out, what you're going to end up with is no new development at the expense of trying to get low-cost development, and you'll end up with neither.
I don't want to downplay the importance of economics along our coast. It's a tourism driver for our state, and we're not trying to undo that. But it's broader than 5-star hotels and mansions.
Again, that's Assemblymember Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher who introduced the bill.
The coast should and does belong to all of us, and that means being able to have access to our beaches, being able to spend the night along our beaches is something that I think every Californian should be able to enjoy.
AB 250 passed into the Assembly with bipartisan support earlier this year. The bill heads to the Senate on Friday. For KCRW, this is David Fox.